Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 373 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 7th is: reflect on whether there are people in your life who bring negative energy and drama. Figure out a way to enforce boundaries out of love and respect, so you are not involved in their issues any longer. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. I'm a big fan of author and speaker John Gordon, whose main message centers on being positive. One of his books is called The Energy Bus, and one of the ideas he promotes is to not allow any energy vampires on your bus or in your school, team, or organization. Now, this doesn't mean the minute someone is negative, we automatically kick them out so we don't have to deal with them. But we do need to confront the negativity, and we do need to enforce boundaries so we don't get pulled into the drama emotionally. In The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership, Stephen Sample gives us three tools that we can use to employ the skill of what he calls artful listening. Artful listening does make others feel better, and is sometimes exactly what the person being negative needs. But it also gives us an avenue to hear new ideas and analyze information as leaders. The first tool to help us with artful listening is seeing double. Seeing double means that we can simultaneously see things through the eyes of other people while still maintaining our own perspective according to the principles and values of our integrity. This means that we are open to other people's ideas, perceptions, and point of view, but at the same time, we don't simply accept them as the truth and change our own integrity based on what other people think. The second tool we can use for the skill of artful listening as we rise above negative energy and drama is sympathetic listening. This means being willing to listen to others, even if we don't agree with them or even if they are being negative. However, one of the things we must be careful of with sympathetic listening is that when we listen, if we don't outright object to what they say, some people think we are agreeing with them. This can get us into trouble if that person goes around telling everyone we agree with them just because we listened to what they had to say and we didn't object. So along with sympathetic listening, we often need to use a temporizing response. A temporizing response means we acknowledge we are listening to the person making the complaint or other negative narrative. We tell them we are sympathetic, and we show we are willing to change our ways in response to the complaint if changes are in order. But with a temporizing response, we must make it clear that we are not necessarily accepting the person's rendition of what happened or wholeheartedly agreeing with them. The tool of sympathetic listening and the temporizing response allows us to maintain our boundaries while still giving other people the power to be heard. And the third tool that makes up the skill of artful listening is listening gray. Listening gray means we can absorb stories, reports, complaints, posturings, accusations, extravagant claims, and prejudices without immediately offering a definitive response. We don't have to respond immediately, and sometimes we never have to respond at all. Sometimes no response is the best response we can give. This does not mean that we listen gray forever, and we can shirk our responsibility to make decisions when they are necessary. But remember that rising above is about moving higher when we face storms and gaining a new perspective so that we can overcome obstacles in our life while still maintaining our integrity and doing our best to be a lighthouse to others. So how about you? Can you reflect on whether there are people in your life who bring negative energy and drama? Can you figure out a way to enforce boundaries out of love and respect so you are not involved in their issues any longer? As teachers and coaches, we can use the skill of artful listening to rise above the negativity and drama we face. We can employ the tools of seeing double, we can be sympathetic listeners, and we can use a temporizing response. And we can listen gray so we don't jump to conclusions or react based on our assumptions. And once we are armed with these tools and can apply them in our daily work, we will increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.